Vaikka lisää geot samaks, geot saavallinias. Mo ditchwaitis. Greetings, my friends, my family. This is a really good day. It's hard to hold back the emotions, knowing that we're taking such a positive step forward with these agreements that would help facilitate removing the four lower Klamath River dams. Our Klamath tribal people have fought long and hard to protect the fisheries that were so important to us and have been so important to us. Salmon is a part of those fisheries. At this time, we have but a remnant of what our Creator blessed us with in the Upper Basin. We lost our Tsuam, our Kaptu, our Lost River and Short-Nosed Suckers. And nearly 100 years ago, we lost our Chi'als, our salmon, that used to come to our basin and provide for our people, and the steelhead that have been so important to us. You know, I look at this as a positive step forward. Our members overwhelmingly supported dam removal as a part of a package. Nearly two-thirds vote for support of the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement and the Klamath Hydroelectric Settlement Agreement, and supported the Klamath Basin, Upper Klamath Basin Comprehensive Agreement. Our people have long supported and understood that settlement provides the best opportunity, perhaps, to achieve the goals that we have to work towards restoration of the resources, our treaty resources, and the land base that Creator blessed us with that enabled us to survive the centuries. Our salmon, our chi'als, are but a part of that. I was taught by my father to hunt and fish for my people, my family, and elders and people that are disadvantaged in our community. And there was a time earlier in my life where my family and I and our, relied very heavily on the remnant of the fisheries that we have. And I fished in the headwaters of this very river here and fished for our mejas, our trout. That's one of the last fisheries that we have that we can take care of our people with. And many times as I'm fishing these places that are special places, spiritually significant, obviously significant and important to our subsistence and future, I've been aware of the loss that we've suffered, that we can no longer fish for those chi'als. I remember speaking with the elder that gave me my Klamath tribal name at our Return to Tsuam ceremony in 1990. She was a little girl and remembered how the salmon came and how the steelhead came. And she remembered the big meals that we would have, tribal meals at our churches and other tribal events, our tribal council meetings, where we had Tsuam. And as a little girl, she remembered the salmon. And our people have fought. We fought to have fish ladders put in on the very first dam that went in 1917. But it didn't happen. I'm thankful that we're to this point of having these agreements and a way to move forward with dam removal. We know that that provides the best solution and the best opportunity to restore our fish back to where they need to come. I'm honored to be here to represent our people, the Yusukni, the Mowatkini, the Numamukluks, the Klamath, the Modoc, and the Paiute people. Those fish need to come back to our homeland in order for us to feel whole, in order for us to be the people our Creator intended us to be. That's a part of who we are. It's a part of what's been lost to us. And I believe it's right that those fish need to be there, not only because that was Creator's intention for the Upper Basin, but Creator's intention for our people. It's a sad thing to say that I believe we won't be whole, and we won't be complete as a people until we can once again fish for our chi'als. So I'm honored to be here in support of this, though our members have not yet voted to support these agreements. That's something that we will take up in the future. We support dam removal. We look at this as one positive step forward, one positive step towards justice, positive step towards restoration, a positive step towards restitution. And I know our Creator sees us now. He's looking down upon us. And we seize this opportunity that we've seized to work together as a people for the benefit of all of us here in the Klamath Basin. I'm honored to be here. I'm so thankful for our governmental representatives and this current administration and their support of not only the Klamath tribes, but the people of the Klamath Basin that helped us to get here. I appreciate our governor's support, you know, and the staff that have been so helpful to help us get to this point. But we have much more to go beyond dam removal. Once the dams are down, then what? Then what? Maybe we can expect steelhead to start moving up. We know that immediately the salmon and steelhead would move up. But in the upper basin, we face very significant problems. It's pretty hostile up there towards even our resident fisheries. That's why they're on the endangered species list at this point. So we need more work. We need to come together. We need to secure more water in our lakes, streams, sufficient to provide for our fisheries. But more importantly, or along with that, we need to restore the habitats. We also understand that our neighbors need sustainable agriculture. And I hope that we can gather to move forward and that our membership would continue to support settlement as they have ever since we restored back to federal recognition in 1986. I pray our people would continue to support that. Despite the disappointments and the failings that have happened, I pray that we all can get together and come up with a solution, and maybe even a better solution than what was provided through the KBRA. So thank you for this opportunity. I appreciate the Yurok people for welcoming us and hosting us. And thank you for this opportunity to speak. At this time, I'd like to introduce Stephen Bird, CEO of Pacific Corps. And I would like to thank Pacific Corps for everything that they've done to help us get to this point. It's certainly a positive step. So thank you very much. Chef Smart, it's all been said. Amen.